Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, you, and you, Presiding Bishop of Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, International Prayer of Faith Ministries, and Women United for Christ in Prayer. God is truly good, and God is a God that could do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. We're in the Lenten season. Some of us are fasting and praying from food, from TV, from various things that we need to fast from. And we thank God that he's given us an opportunity to give up something. But we're going to continue to worship and praise God. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, teaching ministry on prayer. God is truly good. God is truly awesome. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send your prayer requests and send your praise reports to P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Thank God for Jesus. We thank God for our sponsors. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. We thank God for his ministry, blessing God's people throughout the state of Maryland, located at 5126 Bel Air Road. Also, we thank God for Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines, truly a man of God, a master electrician, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines sharing fruits and vegetables and pastries with our community. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woman of God, licensed and now a broker. Praise God. You can give her a call for information concerning purchasing a new home or selling a new home. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, licensed in the state of Maryland and also in Delaware, I do believe, in Pennsylvania. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Get the word of God out because we're going to read the word of God. We're going to have our praise and worship. So tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Praise the Lord. God is truly good. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, make my life a sympathy. Holy Spirit, come down on me. We got to welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts, our mind, and our souls. Welcome the Holy Spirit into our homes. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You got to invite him in. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our life. Thank God for Jesus.
Don't cry. Just remember, God is standing by.
Thank you, Lord.
Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer with the presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart. God is truly good and God is on the throne. Praise the Lord. All we need is time. Time to praise and worship God. Time to give God the glory. Give God some of your time. He's been good to you. He's blessed you this morning. He woke you up and started you on your way. It's time to praise and worship God. Jesus is waiting. Yes, he is. Jesus is waiting for you. Are you ready to be solely committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Praying church is over. Jesus is waiting. Yes, he's waiting for you. Are you ready?
Don't let yourself down.
Right there behind you, helping you along the way. Make up your mind and serve a living God. Jesus waiting.
Jesus waiting. Oh, do I have to say it again?
Come on in, I might have a heart.
is waiting. Yes, he is. Jesus is waiting for you. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is waiting on you. Are you ready to totally surrender to that almighty living God? Are you ready? Yes, he's waiting for you. He's a patient God. He's an understanding God. He's a loving God. And as the song says, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. And I believe the word of God. Jesus is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Let's go to the word of God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, teaching ministry on prayer. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Thank God. Thank God for the ability to pray without ceasing. Psalm 91, our psalm of protection. We're asking that you read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Maybe for Lenten season, give up that snack and read the word of God. Thank you, God. And watch God bless you over and over and over and over again. Watch God heal you. Watch God deliver you. And some of us need to be delivered from ourselves. Psalm 91, our psalm of protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there is a reward for the wicked. Thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe that he's going to bless you with a long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Psalm 91, I read it in its entirety. Our psalm of protection. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. It's already blessed. May it bless the doers and hearers of his word. Let's go to Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Somebody's going through something this morning. I want you to go to Psalm 35. Read it. Read Psalm 35 for a blessing. Plead my cause, and he will. Let the Lord fight your battle. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for sending his precious son, Jesus, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good, so that thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Being committed to serving the Lord is a blessing. And it don't cost you nothing but some of the time that God is giving you to serve him. Commit thy way unto the Lord. After you commit, you're going to trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And sometimes, my dear ones, we need to keep our big mouth shut. Stop selling Satan all of our plans. Rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord means keep your mouth shut. Just be quiet. Let go and let God in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. You have an inheritance for you. Thank you, God. And your inheritance will bring no sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Being meek does not mean that you are weak. But the meek shall inherit the earth. There's inherit again. Thank you, Jesus. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. It's nothing like peace in the midst of a storm, in the midst of everything that's going on your job, in your home, in your neighborhood. God will bless you with an abundance of peace. And folk will look at you and say, how in the world can he or she be at peace of all this stuff that's going on? The word of God says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Thank you, God. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Verse 13 says, the Lord shall laugh at him, not you. You pray for them that despitefully use you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. Don't you worry about it. Don't say, I want to live until I see he or she go to jail. I want to live or see he or she get what they rightly deserve. No, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming, not you. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and slay such as be of upright conversation. Is your conversation upright, my dear ones, men and women of God? Is your conversation lifting someone up, encouraging someone, motivating someone, praying with someone, bringing joy into someone's life? Conversations. Watch your conversations. Watch your words. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little, thank you, God, for a little bit. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank God for that one room that you have that God has blessed you with. Thank God for that apartment that you're living in. Thank God for your home, wherever it is. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of the what? The wicked. We got some wicked rich folk out here. My God, my God, my God. But we're going to thank God for the little bit, because then he'll bless us with much more. Be grateful. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you. Yes, he is. No matter what you're going through. No matter what the doctor say, no matter what those individuals are saying on the job about you losing your job, even though you get that pink slip, God is still going to uphold you. He's still going to keep you. He's going to bless you with everything that you need. And then he'll bless you with even more. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Get this in your spirit, my dear ones. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. Read it for a blessing. Read it for your understanding. Let God heal you and bless you with his word. The word is what's keeping you, guiding you, and leading you. Thank you, God, for the word of God, for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear that this morning, that God is still in the blessing business, that God can do anything but fail, that God is a God that knows all, and he's everywhere. Yes, he is. He's everywhere. He's right there with you. This morning, my dear brothers and sisters, we want to talk about the decree of blessing. The people of the Bible felt that the act of blessing carried great power to accomplish good. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden. To glorify. To praise. So, my dear ones, when you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or bodily ailment, you are praising God in it. Let me read that to you again. Because some of us take blessing lightly. We just say, God bless you, and don't think about it at all. The people of the Bible felt that the act of blessing carried great power to accomplish good. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. That's why you got to watch your words. Watch what you're blessing. Watch who you're blessing. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, and praise. Thank you, God. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or bodily ailment, you are praising the good in it. Bless your home. Bless your car. Bless your children. Bless your clothing. And we always bless our food before we eat, don't we? Thank you, God. Your food is your medicine. Thank you, Jesus. You're invoked in divine favor, which is then released to produce happy results for you. Glory, hallelujah. Bless a thing, and it will bless you. Uh-huh. Bless your car. It's going to keep you going. Bless your home, wherever you live. Thank you, God. Bless a thing, and it will bless you. Curse it, and it will curse you. Thank you, God. Love your car. Love your vehicle. Love your home. Love your children. Love your spouse. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you means a lot. Carries a lot of weight. Bless my food. Thank you, God. That it will relieve or remove anything that may make me sick or bring harm to it. Bless your medications before you take them. Thanks be to God. That God will move out all of the negative effects. Thank you, God. Bless your medications. Thank you, Jesus. That God will remove the side effects. And the benefits will outweigh the side effects. Thank you, Jesus. To bless means to bring forth good in a situation or personality. Whether there seems any good to be brought forth or not. I've heard parents say that child is no good. He or she'll never be any good. He's just like his mother. He's just like his father. Just like his uncle. My God, my God, my God. Watch your words. Words. Watch what you're saying. Thank you, Jesus. To bless means to bring forth good in a situation or personality. Before you have that meeting, bless it. Thank you, God. Before you get on the phone, Lord, I pray that this phone call will be a blessed phone call in the name of Jesus. Whether there seems to be any good to bring forth or not, even when the bill collector calls you, you might want to bless them. Let them know how good God is in the name of Jesus. Bless your doctor. Glory be to God, your surgeon. Bless your Uber driver. Thank you, God. Bless mobility drivers in the name of Jesus. How often you have condemned, criticized, or curse a situation and only bring forth more problems and unhappy experiences from it. Watch your words, my dear ones. One person can go into a situation and calm that situation down. Yes, in your home, on your job, in a city, in a neighborhood. Bless your mayor. Bless your governor. Bless the president of the United States. My God, my God, my God. Yes, you, little old you. You don't have to be a pastor or a preacher or a bishop to bless someone. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be a pope to bless someone. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody need to bless their home this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody need to bless their home. You know, usually we move into a home and we have a house blessing. So you need to carry that blessing on, not just the first time you move into that home. Bless it every day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So, you know, we often criticize or curse a situation. And what happens? You begin to develop more problems, unhappy experiences from it. I've heard individuals say, I can't stand this job. This job is getting on my nerves. You better thank God and praise God for that job until he find you another one or a better one. In the meantime, you bless it. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for the boss. Pray for the co-workers. Thank you, God. Watch your words. How often have you criticized, condemned, or cursed a situation and only bring forth more problems, unhappy experiences from it? Watch your words. Where is the head there to take the opposite approach and view and have blessed that situation, something good will have come out of it. So you can't blame God. Thank you, Jesus. Did you pray for that person? You pray over that situation. Thank you, God. Recently wrote me a sad story of her life, how she had worked hard to help her husband through medical school, then more hard work to help him get established in his practice. Finally, overwork and anxiety put on her own bad health, after which her husband began having an affair with one of his patients. And we know that these things happen. Speak the truth. Later, she had a series of serious health problems and family had to give up his practice, after which his wife went back to work. Though she was not well physically, but she closed her letter by saying, in spite of all our problems and a lifetime filled with hurt, disappointment, and pain, I have begun using the practice of blessing instead of cursing. And some of you need to stop cursing, period. Use profanity. So instead of cursing that situation, she began using the practice of blessing the situation. And she said she began blessing her husband, these experiences and their life together for the good that is in it. New blessings have begun to appear. Praise God. Glory be to God. The prayer of blessing began to work for her. For the first time in years, she had hope of a better life unfolding for her and her spouse. Thank you, God. In the midst of the prayer of blessing, you got to have the prayer of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it. You don't have to see it. You got to have that faith in God. So one of the most powerful forms of prayer is the decree of faith. Jesus promised all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Matthew 21 and 22, the word of God. And our God is not a God that will lie. According to your faith, according to your faith, not your pastor's faith, not the archbishop's faith, not the bishop's faith, not your mother's faith, your father's faith, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9 and 29. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The psychologist William James emphasized the power of faith to make things right. Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is one thing that assures the successful outcome of our venture. And I often mentioned to you, when I was taking my mom to the doctor, she would say, we're not going to find a parking space. And I said, oh, yes, we are going to find a parking space. God got a parking space waiting for us right now. Your faith. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to see that parking space, but I said God has provided a parking space for us. Thank you, Jesus. In dealing with people and helping them to resolve their problems, everything hinges on their faith. Those people who did not have faith in anything, some folks don't have faith in God, themselves, their business, their family, the school, the doctors, the world, never got very far until they changed their beliefs and began to declare they did have faith in God. If you have had a life of disappointment, and most of us have, how do you begin to believe in the goodness of God, man, the world? By decreeing and declaring it anyway. Faith can be developed as a result of many affirmations, many scriptures. By his stripes I am healed. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The word of God. Thank you, Jesus. James or Charles Fillmore has scientifically explained the potency of faith to produce practical results in your life. Just as the electric current precipitates certain metals in an acid solution, so faith stirs into action the electrons of man's brain and acting concurrently with the spiritual ethers. These electrons hasten nature and produce quickly that ordinary requires months of seed time and harvest. Your faith in God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Things, instead of complaining, my dear ones, that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, use the faith that you have. I've heard people say, if I just had a little bit more faith, don't ask for no more faith. You want some trials and tribulations? Use the faith that you already have, the faith the size of a mustard seed. So instead of complaining that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, begin decreeing that you do have faith. This act will hasten the power of faith in people and events and will produce quickly for you what only will require months or years. Thank you, Jesus, that we are walking by faith and not by sight. We are believing and trusting in you, the Almighty Living God. I want to tell you another story. A little old lady who ran a boarding house had always had trouble trying to collect the rent from her boarders. Then she learned of the amazing power of faith and began to affirm. And I want you to repeat this after me this morning. You know, I have interactive faith. I love for you to be involved in the word of God and the teaching of God. I want you to repeat this after me. I have faith in things. I have faith in God. I have faith in people. Let's say it again. I have faith in God. I have faith in people. I have faith in things. Quickly, her boarders responded by paying their rent on time, even ahead of time. As good things begin to happen to them, not only did their attitudes, watch out now, all right, some folk attitudes are going to be changing with you. Not only did their attitudes and their financial situations improve, she prayed for herself and them, and she had faith in God first, in the people and in things. So not only did their attitudes and financial situation improve, but the word of faith seemed to affect the cook, the maid, the janitor, and everyone else connected with this boarding house. Isn't God good? Having faith in God first. All were prospered and blessed as the landlady continued to properly decree her faith in God, man, and things. She proved this by affirming for others and each other what you desire for yourself. Both of you are blessed. So I don't want to just be blessed by myself. I want my family, my friends, my church family, my prayer warriors. I want all of you to be blessed in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to be selfish with my prayers. God created us to be a blessing. Thank you, God. He blessed you so you can bless someone else. You can invoke the miracle power of faith by affirming. I want you to repeat after me this morning. Yes, wake up. You want to be blessed? Wake up. Give God some time early in the morning. Repeat after me. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good for those that love the Lord. Thank you. Repeat after me. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good for those that love the Lord. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. Repeat after me. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life, in my son's life, in my daughter's life, in my husband's life, in my teacher's life, my professor's life, in my pastor's life, in my neighbor's life, in my mayor's life, my governor's life. Let's say that again in Jesus' name. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life, for my job, in my home, in my neighborhood, as I ride the bus today, as I ride in my private vehicle, as I drive to work, to school, as I wait on the bus. I dare to believe that all things work together for good in my life, in my children's life. Thank you, Jesus. In my grandchildren's life. Thank you, God. I want you to repeat this after me. Somebody got to get this in their spirit. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe things are now working together for good in my life. Get in your spirit, deep down in your sanctified soul. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life, in my son's life, in my daughter's life, in my grandchild's life, in my husband's life, in my wife's life, in my neighbor's life. In Jesus' name. And seal your prayers in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Somebody's got a breakthrough this morning. Yes, somebody's being healed this morning. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Somebody got a breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody got blessed this morning. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you right now for blessing us over and over and over again. We thank you because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Father God, because you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We thank you because we're walking in faith and we're not doubting you at all. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to our own selves. We thank you right now for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you, Father, because you kept us safe in our homes. No one had a fire or flood in their homes. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us safe from those that may try to enter our homes illegally. We thank you, Father God, right now for allowing us to be able to see, Father God, to taste, to touch, to smell, be able to walk a little bit. We thank you for the blood that's flowing freely in our veins. We thank you, Father God, for family members that are still in the land of the living. We thank you, Father God, for our mayor. We pray for him. We pray for the mayors in other cities, the governors. We pray for the newly elected governors and mayors. We thank you, Father God, right now for Mayor Brandon Scott, that you touch his body, his mind, and his soul. We pray for the workers in City Hall, that, Father God, that they will yield to you and cry out to you. We pray for mayors all over the world, that you'll touch them right now, Father God, and instill the spirit of the Almighty Living God in their minds. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they will do right by you. We pray, Father God, for our governors in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That you'll touch them and be with them and guide them and lead them and their families and their loved ones. We pray, glory be to God, for the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We pray for his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray for our Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her husband, and her spouse, and her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We pray for our senators, our newly elected officials in the White House. We pray, Father God, for the Speaker of the House. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for our congressmen. We pray for Kwai Isi Untume. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, that you touch the men and women of God. We pray, Father God, for our judges, the Supreme Court. We pray that they will fall on their knees and yield to you, the Almighty Living God. We pray for those that are saved, and we pray, Father God, that are unsaved, that they will yield to you and fall on bended knees and say, what must I do to be saved? And they'll cry out to you, the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now. We pray for our Baltimore City Police Department and other police officers in other states throughout the world. We pray, Father God, for our sheriffs, Father God. We pray, glory be to God, that you touch every worker in the vineyard in the area of protection, that you touch their mind, their body, spirit, and souls. And, Father God, that they will walk in the protection that you have ordained for them to walk to keep our city and our states and our county safe. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for our military, Army, Navy, Air Force. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, right now, for touching those that are there to protect our country. We pray for those that are in Russia and Ukraine. We pray, Father God, you'll make a way out of no way to bring forth peace in that situation. Even though you said in your word there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and you know all about it. But we pray for those that have lost homes, that need medication and food and water. We pray, Father, that you'll make a way out of no way for these families, the children that are walking and don't know where they're going to get their next meal. Our seniors, Father God, that stand in need of medical attention. Those that are in the hospitals, Father God, the nursing homes, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Father God, you'll touch them with your finger of love, your hand of God. We pray for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie, Father God, and other workers that are in the nursing homes right now, that you'll bless them and be with them and comfort them. We are praying for healing, Father God. You know about their situation. You know what they're going through. We lift up, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Our workers in the vineyard. We pray for Rosie Trahan for a healing right now in the name of Jesus. We know you as a healer. We know you can do anything but fail. Touch your body in total, Father, in the name of Jesus. Then touch your family, Father God, and bless them in a very special way. We lift up Shanita, Father God, Rael and Zariel and Diamond. We pray, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around them. But Mercedes, glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing her to graduate from college. We thank you for bringing that family together. We pray for LaShawn in the name of Jesus. Elder Annette, we pray for you and your husband, Elder Don. We pray, Father God, for reconciliation in families, Father. Bring our families closer together in Jesus' name. We pray for husbands and wives, Father God, that they will come together as one in the name of Jesus. We pray for the alcoholic, Father God, that you deliver them from alcohol, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance right now from drug addiction, substance abuse, illegal use of drugs. Lift that individual up that they'll no longer want crack cocaine. Glory be to God. They'll no longer want heroin. They'll no longer want those drugs that are out on the streets being passed around in the name of Jesus. Stop the drug dealers in their past, Father God. Stop the drugs from coming into our country illegally in the name of Jesus. Touch the individual that they have a mind stayed on thee, that they will want a fix from Jesus Christ on this day. Thank you, God, for deliverance right now. For mental illness, Father God. Touch those that are suffering from paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and depression. You said that you're a mind regulator. Regulate someone's mind right now that they have a mind stayed on thee. Glory be to God. We thank you for Sister Esther, Father God, and the prayer warriors of New Union Baptist Church. We lift the prayer warriors all over the world. We thank you right now for blessing us, Father God, with 144.5 million that are lifting up the name of Jesus and more. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Father God, for Sister Greta and those that are delivering the mail, working on a daily basis, walking through the streets and through the counties, Father God, in the rain, the snow, the sleet, and the hail. Protect them, Father God, our UPS workers, our Amazon workers, they're delivering on a daily basis. We pray, Father God, for Reverend Harry P. Close and his family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Brenda and Bobby Gladden. We lift up, Father God, Diane Green, and we lift up T.J. Staten. We lift up, Father God, Mother Annie Green and Mother Murray Robinson. We lift up Mother Mims and Latricia, Father God. We pray for all caregivers that they will continue to be strengthened by the hand of God, that they will take care of their loved ones in the name of Jesus. Then we call for prayer for those behind the prison walls right now in the name of Jesus, that they will yield to you and cry out to you. And let the prisons become a place of worship. We thank you for deliverance right now. We thank you for healing. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up Gloria Henson. Father, thank you right now. We pray for the deacon and deaconess boys of the churches, Father God. You told us to pray without ceasing. And we speak blessings into the lives for those that are under the sound of my voice. We thank you right now, Father God. You know who they are. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. I decree and declare a spirit of healing. I decree and declare a spirit of peace. I decree and declare a spirit of love upon all the workers in the vineyard. Thank you right now, Father God. Strengthen Brenda, Father God. Strengthen him. Glory be to God. We lift up, Father God, Sister Washington. We pray, Father God, that you'll bless her and heal her. Barbara, we are praying for you and the Logan family. We thank you, Father, right now. We're praying for the Stokes family. Yes, we are. We're praying without ceasing. And we thank you right now for lifting up churches all over the nation, temples and mass, that you'll bring us together in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's something about that name, Jesus. We thank you right now. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up Desmond. We lift up Ricky. Glory be to God. We lift up James. Glory be to God. We lift up Miami, Florida. Yes, Dr. Vaughn Green and his wife. We lift up Jill. We lift up Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. All over the nation, we lift up those in Afghanistan. Thank you, God. Those that are going through the floods, Father God, provide and make a way out of no way for them. And we're going to praise you and glorify you and magnify you for great and mighty things that you have done and that you will continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.